the 23rd word. Because the 24th made him stop, because he really didn't think that his little girl should know what that was, let alone where it was. And actually, I've dedicated Rumours to him, and he won't read it, and that's fine. He can just read the dedication and feel happy about that.
And have your children read your books?
Good Lord, no. In fact, funnily enough, my 11-year-old boy, Felix, he found the word bloody on a page, and he was absolutely aghast and horrified. And I think they think it's actually very uncool having a mum who has, you know, swear words in her books. So I'm not too worried about them ever asking to read my books.
Freya North was talking to Jim Lee about her book Rumours, which you can hear on BBC Radio 4 Extra on Monday to Friday at 2:30.
The digital station for comedy, drama and entertainment. BBC Radio 4 Extra.
And now on 4 Extra to Borsetshire and beyond. The brand new series of Ambridge Extra began earlier this week and opened in South Africa, where Phoebe Tucker is spending some time with her mother Kate and family. But while Phoebe has fun, Kate and Lucas's marriage seems to be in trouble. So if you've been missing out, time now to catch up on this week's events in Johannesburg in our omnibus edition of Ambridge Extra.
Pistachio, then tutti frutti.
Number three's got to be chocolate chip. Oh. Beats tutti frutti, Mum. You were just so 20th century.
Oh, yeah, Miss Choc Addict.
Hey!
Who went for a triple scoop with pistachio?
Oh, it was just so good, though, Mum. Really ace.
Yep, best ice creams in Melville.
In the whole of Joburg.
Oh, ouch, we are a bit late.
Late for what?
Well, you know, Lucas will be...
Hey, relax, Mum. Lucas can wait. We had to get the shopping done.
Well, yes, but...
And that's what took the time, not the ice cream.
Okay. I'll race you back.
Race?
Hmm.
Mum, I am so bloated.
So am I. Come on.
And I'll have to run with Sipo.
So, I've got the shopping. That's fair.
Okay, then. On your marks.
Mm-hmm.
Set.
Go!
Come on, then, Sipo! Can you beat me home?
Van Ruin? No! Please, you have got to be...
I'm in!
Okay, that's just great, huh? Same every time. He gets straight in there, grabs the commission, and guess who doesn't even get a look in? Sorry, can you hold? Kate! Phoebe! Shh, please. I'm on the phone.
Yes, sorry.
And you know what time it is? Where have you been?
Just shopping.
Well, I could use a drink if you're standing there.
Whiskey?
Wait, and my watch?
Huh?
There on the side. Can you bring it?
Oh, okay.
Desmond, that's the bottom line for me. If they think I'm going to stick around and take this kind of stuff any longer...
Here, Lucas.
No, other wrist.
Oh, sorry.
And how about that drink, huh?
All right, I'll get it now.
Desmond, sorry, it's the usual domestic chaos here. I'll go somewhere quieter. As far as I'm concerned...
Shall I do that for you, Mum?
No, it's better if I do.
Really? I don't mind.
Thank you, darling. You don't have to worry.
Why don't you go back out and meet your friends at the mall?
Are you sure?
Yes, off you go. All right. Bye, Mum.
Take care.
And don't be too late back.
I won't.
So you can see where this leaves me now. If you were in my shoes, wouldn't you do the same? Yeah, sure you would. To hell with the consequences. What have I got to lose?
Hey, you girl!
Oh, hi.
Do I know you? We met before?
I don't think so, no.
Hey, you foreign. English lady. A tourist?
No, actually I live here.
Oh.
I'm meeting some friends.
Well, okay. If you're looking for a fun time, I know this really sick party going on tonight.
Party?
Yes, some real action. You know what I'm saying? It's not far. I can take you there now.
No, that's nice of you, but... Oh, there's my friends now. Mandisa!
Durban?
You want us to move?
Senior correspondent, it's the big break I've been waiting for. No more scrabbling for those lousy commissions, wasting away my time on agency press releases. I'll be able to do some real journalism for once in my life.
Oh, yes, yes, I can see all
Kate,
that.
Kate, look, time's slipping away from me. I'll soon be 40. There are guys way younger than me who've been fast-tracked up the ladder while I'm still at the bottom, where I was 10 years ago. Can't you see how hard it is for me? How depressing.
Well, yes, I do.
Here, get me another one of those. And please, no ice this time.
Lucas, I can see it's a great opportunity for you, but can't they let you stay here in Joburg?
No, no. The Joburg seniors take all the big commissions. Look, in Durban, I'll be able to grab my own slice of the action.
So when would they want you to start?
A month, maybe sooner.
Lucas.
Of course, it's not quite in the bag just yet. I'll still have to get through the interview.
Lucas, what about my work?
You'll have time to give them your notice.
But this new project, the crisis centre, we're only
so just... So we'll find you another job in Durban.
Another job?
You can work anywhere. It's not like that for me. This is my only chance. It's now or never. I've got to try for it.
So, what about the kids?
There are plenty of good schools in Durban. We'll find one that suits them.
Maybe, but for Sipo and Nolly, they'd be leaving all their friends. And family. Delia and Michael.
The kids are young. They'll soon adapt. And Durban's the perfect place for them. We'd have all those fantastic beaches right on our doorstep. A real paradise. What's there not to like about it?
So, Mandisa gone off and dumped you?
Oh, hi, Milton. Yeah, she went home with Nkosi.
Sisters, huh?
So, Nkosi had some work to do?
An essay to finish. Like it's more important than spending time with me.
Yeah, that's a shame for you.
You heading back to yours?
Yeah, well, no. I mean, it's getting late.
So, I'll be going your way. If you want a ride.
Really? I mean...
Unless you booked a taxi?
No, yeah, a ride would be great, thanks.
You're not getting sick, are you?
What?
Well, from where I'm standing, you look a bit red in the face.
Oh, no, it's a bit warm in here, maybe.
Okay, so, my car is outside. You ready?
I don't understand. What's the big problem? Why are you being so negative?
No, I'm not. I'm...
So the kids will be fine. And if you're worried about babysitters, with my bigger salary, we wouldn't have to make do with a part-time maid. We could pay for a proper full-time nanny.
Maybe, but...
Kate, you had all of these worries before we moved up from Cape Town. But that all worked out fine, didn't it?
It was hard, Lucas. It took me so long.
But it'll be easier this time. The kids are older. We'll have a bigger house, more money.
So, what about your shifts? I mean, will you be home more? Will I get to see more of you?
Well, it would be a more responsible position, of course, so? So I'd have to put in the extra hours.
Yes, of course.
Kate, you're telling me how hard it's been for you to make a life here in Joburg. So maybe this has been the wrong place for you. Maybe it'll be better for you in Durban.
No, that's not... Look, it doesn't matter. I want to check on Sipo.
Leave him. He's all right.
No, I can't. I'll just go up and...
Kate!
Shame there's no one around. I wish my friends could see me.
Friends?
Yeah, getting a ride in this cool car.
Won't they all be tucked up in bed now?
Hey, I am allowed out after dark, you know.
All grown up, huh?
Okay, so maybe not like Nkosi. I mean, she's like so cool and ultra sophisticated. That amazing hair and her dress sense, and I really want to be like her when I'm 18.
Well, you are heading in the right direction.
Really? Oh, that's sweet of you.
Yeah, because he's a fun girl. We have good times at college.
So, how long have you and her been in Item?
Item?
Well, I mean, from the way I've seen you together, and Mandisa told me...
Told you what?
Well, stuff, you know?
Stuff. That's Mandisa, the original gossip girl. Radio Melville.
So it's true, then, about you and Nkosi?
Huh?
We must be coming up to your road soon.
Oh,
is that it?
No, it's a bit further yet.
Left or right?
Look, Milton, maybe it's best if you drop me here.
What? You mean right here?
Pull over by the crossing.
Why? I'm okay to go into your place.
No, you stop here. I'll walk the rest of the way.
Walk? How far is it?
Not far, just down the road around the corner.
So why won't you let me take you there?
Well, my stepdad, he's quite strict, you know? He does come on a bit heavy sometimes.
Okay, sure, but...
If he sees me being dropped off late, and by an older boy...
After dark, it's not really such a good idea to walk, even around here.
I'll be fine. It's not far, there's no one about.
Okay, but...
You've been really kind, Milton.
Eesh, Sibusiso. I was supposed to meet him half an hour ago.
So you better go then, okay?
Phoebe.
Go on. Thanks for the ride. It was really sweet of you. I'll see you soon, I hope.
Yeah, take care now.
Bye.
You still up here?
He feels rather warm. Perhaps a bit feverish.
What kind of fever?
Nothing serious. Some kind of a virus, maybe?
Oh, I hope it's not catching. I really don't need to get sick right now.
Okay. I'm going for a shower.
Kate, I looked in on Phoebe's room. She's not there.
No, she's not back yet.
Where is she?
I thought I heard a car just now. Maybe that was her?
Okay, go back into Sipo. I'll see if she's around.
Hey! Well, well, well! It's the cute English lady. Out all on her own again.
Yes, I'm late. My parents will be waiting for
me. Why, so why don't you let me look after you?
I'm almost home now, so it's okay, I'm fine.
Hey, slow down! What's the big rush?
I'm late. My parents will be waiting for me.
So why don't you let me help you? That bag looks very heavy. Shall I take it for you?
No, I'm fine, really.
Bad boys, they'll clap you just to get hold of your techies.
So, I'm not wearing techies, am I?
Oh, smart girl, eh? Think she's smarter than the rest of us.
No, I just don't need your help, all right?
Hey, smart girl with a smart home in a smart neighborhood.
Look, my dad's waiting for me. I'm going to call him now.
Yeah, that's one cool fun. Can I take a look?
No, sorry, you can't. Just go away.
Oh, come on. Just let me have a look at your phone, eh?
No, please. I'm warning you. If you come one step closer, then
Phoebe.
I'll... Oh, Dad! Hi!
Hey, you're back at last. We were about to send out a search party.
Yes. Sorry I'm a bit late.
So what's going on here? Is everything all right?
Yeah.
A friend of yours?
No, we were just talking.
Talking? Is that right?
Sure, yes, whatever.
Okay. Right, I'm taking my daughter inside now.
Daughter?
Stepdaughter. So why don't you get on your way?
Yeah,
good night then. Come on, quick.
Hey, Opa! That's one tasty little daughter you got. You should take good care of her.
Come on, get inside.
All right, sweetheart. Mummy's here. Shh. Oh. Hiya. Yes, can you hold on while I go through to my room? I'd really like to talk.
Lucas, it was cool. I was handling
it. That's not the way it looked to me.
He was just an idiot.
Yes, and you know there are plenty of people who get mugged out there by idiots.
No, really, it wasn't like
that. Look, how many times have I told you? You don't go walking around alone at night.
I know. I'm really sorry, Lucas. I was having such a great time. Then suddenly I realised how late it was and I should have been more careful. It was stupid of me.
Yes, all right.
Thanks for coming to find me. I really am sorry. I won't do it again, I promise.
Our work. The project, how important it is. I mean, how I can't walk away from it. He's just not listening. Yes. It's like he's turned into another guy. Someone I hardly even know. Oh, yes. And thanks so much for listening. I know it's not professional of me. I shouldn't be dumping all this on you. Oh, that's kind. You're so sweet to me.
Kate!
Oh, Johan, I'll have to go. Yes, till Thursday then. Bye.
Oh, this one, the blue. You think that is smart enough?
Hmm?
You know, for my job interview.
Oh,
Well, so it's not until next week, but I'll need to get it dry cleaned. Kate, you could at least pretend you care. A simple yes or no would do.
I'm sorry, I need to sort these. I've got a meeting.
You're going to college?
We're planning another round of fundraising.
So, you can drop this off at the dry cleaners on your way in.
What?
Yeah, their suit.
Yes, maybe, if I've got the time.
All right, don't worry. I'll take it in myself.
Well, I would, Lucas, but I don't want to be late for the meeting.
So more fundraising.
And volunteer recruitment for the Women's Crisis Care Centre.
Huh?
I've been in on it right from the start. That's why I have to be there today.
You've made arrangements for the kids?
Phoebe's out. I'm going to drop Nolly and Sipo at your mother's.
And she's okay with that?
Yes. Well, I'll call her again and remind her.
Okay. Well, I shouldn't be home late tonight. Before 7, if I'm lucky.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, and I'll be taking half a day's leave next Tuesday, after the interview.
Oh, well, I'm not sure if I'll be around.
Okay, so I'll keep myself busy. I should be able to relax anyway, you know, once the pressure's off.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, unless I'm feeling so bad because I've messed it all up. Kate?
I'm going to get the kids ready.
Yeah, so I may not get this promotion after all. Who knows? Yeah, but I'm not going to mess up this interview.
No, Matisa!
Oh, do you take it back?
No!
Take it back! Who's not fussy?
Right, yes, I take it back.
Sure?
Yes.
Mm.
Oh, look what you've done to my hair.
So go on, admit it. You do fancy him, don't you?
Who?
The tall one who's looking at you.
Oh, Mandisa.
So, why don't we go over and talk to them?
Hey, shh. Look, here he comes.
What?
No, there, look, Milton.
Oh.
Mm. Oh, yes.
Phoebe.
He's perfect. He's just so gorgeous.
Okay, so he's hot, and he's got a great car, and he has a rich daddy.
So?
But in case you hadn't noticed, he's 18, and he's already taken my big sister?
Maybe.
No, maybe. It's him and Cozy.
He didn't seem too sure about it the other night.
What?
When he drove him back to mine, after the coffee shop.
Okay, so I want to know what happened between you two then.
Oh, wouldn't you like to know?
Phoebe!
Whoops, look out!
Oh, Phoebe, don't! Okay, that's not fair, Phoebe!
Have you called my mother?
Yes, she's fine. She's quite happy to have them.
All right, and what about Phoebe?
She's gone swimming with some friends.
Swimming? Where? Which friends?
Oh, my phone. Where's my phone?
On the car roof.
Oh, okay.
So, Phoebe?
She's fine. She's with Mandisa.
She was out with Mandisa on Tuesday night. And look what happened. Yeah, I mean, she was almost mugged. Or worse. Right here on our own doorstep.
No.
Yeah, Kate, you weren't there. You didn't see that guy. Huh? If I hadn't gone out and found her...
Lucas, please. Nothing happened. Her local boy messing around.
Yeah, she shouldn't be taking these risks. After everything I've told her, I still don't think she understands. And if you don't take it seriously either,
but,
then...
I can't keep her locked up in this place 24/7.
Yeah, but you could start by not undermining my authority whenever I try and warn her.
Oh, Lucas, it's not about that.
Yeah, it's about keeping our kids safe and well. Isn't that what parents are meant to do? Look, you'd better go. We'll both be late for work. We'll have to hope that Phoebe finds a way home safely.
Lucas... She'll soon have to go and leave all this behind. You're straight back to Borsetshire. So please, let's give her some space. Let her enjoy the time she's got left.
Hi. How are you doing there?
Oh, hi. I'm good, thanks. And you?
Yes. Phoebe's gone?
No, just to get her some drinks.
Ah, okay.
Here, you can sit on her towel if you want. I'm sure she won't mind.
Thanks. It's getting a bit mad in there. A whole bunch of Nkosi's mates turned up.
Too many girls.
I'm happy to take a break.
So you can spend some time with us then?
Yeah.
Great. Phoebe won't be long. I know she'd hate to miss you.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes. After you were so nice and gave her that ride home the other night.
Ah, no problem.
Maybe you should watch out. Nkosi will be getting jealous.
What? Oh, Phoebe.
I won't tell, I promise.
Mandisa, she's a sweet girl, but...
Okay, Okay.
Hey, you be careful or you end up back in that pool.
No, not tonight. I'll be good, I promise.
Okay, then.
So, you're going to tell me what the big secret is?
Secrets?
You and Kosi and the boys in a big huddle over there. I know there's something going on.
Oh, yeah, we're planning a trip down to the Cape.
Hey, well, what kind of trip?
Just a little vacation. Take a couple of cars and go camping.
Oh, wow.
Maybe stay a few nights in a hostel if the weather turns bad.
Oh, hey.
Chill out.
That sounds cool. Can we come too?
What?
Me and Phoebe, it'd be such a fun thing to do.
Whoa, no, I don't think so.
Oh, why not? We're not big. We can squeeze up in the car together, and I've got a tent that we can share.
Whoa, hey, hold on.
Oh, go on, you. We'll behave. We won't be any trouble, promise. Please, not.
I don't know. Maybe you should talk to Nkosi.
Is that a yes?
She may not want her little sister to come along.
No, she won't mind.
Well, Mendissa, let's slow down here a bit.
Hey, Milton.
Ah, here she comes. The girl with the drinks.
What?
Here, come. I'll move over.
Oh, thanks.
There's room for both of us.
Mm-hmm. Can you squeeze in there, Phoebe?
Your drink? Thanks. Oh, and hey, Phoebe.
Hey, can I have a swig of that?
Oh, yeah, of course. Help yourself.
Thanks.
Phoebe, you are not going to believe this.
What?
You and me, we're going on a camping trip. Aren't we, Milton?
Kate!
Oh!
Hey, it's only me, your father-in-law.
Michael, hi.
Did I startle you?
No, I just wasn't expecting to see you here, Bin College.
Well, I'm wearing my wise old academic's hat this afternoon.
Oh, right.
Visiting lecturer. New syllabuses in rural schools.
Oh, okay.
It's actually more interesting than it sounds. I think they were all still awake by the end.
Good. Well...
What about you? What brings you here this afternoon?
Well, yes, I'm here for a meeting.
Oh, your crisis care centre.
Yes.
I've met one of your colleagues, Johan. Johan Oru?
Oh, so you know Johan?
Oh, yes. In fact, I'm helping him out with a rural schools project.
Oh, really? Oh, well, coincidence or what?
So, have you got time for a coffee?
No, I'd love to, but I'm running a bit late, so...
Kate, wait. I know it must seem a big step, upping sticks and moving to Durban.
Yes, it does.
If it happens, I understand why you have some reservations. But I'm sure you also understand just how important this is for Lucas.
Well, yes, I do.
He's too proud to complain, but his job here was getting him nowhere. It was holding him back. With his skills and education, he's overqualified. If he gets this promotion, he'll have a chance to punch his full weight. It'll make him so much happier.
Yes, perhaps, but...
I know you'll support him. And after all, it has to be good for you all, for the whole family. Don't you agree?
August, it's just so unfair.
Ah, hey, come on.
A camping trip to the Cape with Milton. And I'll be back home in Ambridge. Oh, I can't believe it.
So maybe I'll talk to Nkosi, see if I can persuade them to go sooner.
Come on, there's no chance of that, is there? Anyway, it's not just up to her.
So there's only one answer. Don't go back to England. Stay here for a bit longer.
It's no good. It's all been arranged.
So unarranged.
Mandisa, no.
For me, your best friend. I don't want to go without you.
No. My flight's booked. Dad and Haley are expecting me. They'll be getting things ready, making plans. So please, don't let's even go there. It's just not possible.
Yes. Yes, I like this.
So we can send out regular updates on the project. We've got over 100 followers already.
The power of social networking. That's great.
And not just for publicity, Johan. I mean, we can use it for fundraising too. If we can get a couple of local celebs on board, then we'd be talking about, who knows, thousands.
You think we could do that?
I'm onto it. I've got a few names already.
Hey, you're a marvel. A real Wonder Woman. Has anyone ever told you that?
Not lately, no.
Well, you've made this project what it is, Kate. Truly, it's all down to your hard work and talent, your...
Oh, Johan.
Hey, what's all this?
Johan, oh, I'm so sorry. I'm being so weak and...
No, come on. Let it all out.
What am I going to do? He just won't listen to me. I've tried to tell him I can't go away and leave all this.
my work, uproot the kids, everything I care about.
Hey, hey.
Oh, it's been so hard. I've been so lonely. Oh, I was just starting to be happy, and now he wants me to leave it all behind, tear it up.
Kate. Kate, you deserve better than this.
The whole family is against me, pushing me into a corner. What can I do?
Yeah.
Johan.
Shh.
No.
Does that help?
Johan, I can't. This is wrong. I shouldn't.
Okay. Okay, if you don't want it, I'll take a step back. It's up to you. But you must have guessed, surely. Sometimes when I'm with you, I just want to be with you. To reach out and hold you. Have you never felt the same?
I don't know. I don't know anything anymore.
Kate, you are a brilliant, wonderful, wise, very beautiful young woman. Any man would be so lucky to have you. Let me take care of you. I won't let you down.
Oh, Johan.
So they can change your flight easy. Just click on a button.
Maybe.
Then you can come on the camping trip with me and Cozy and Milton. And we'd have a whole extra month together. It would be so great for me.
So what do I say to Dad and Haley? I don't want to let them down.
You won't be letting them down. They'll understand. It's only 4 weeks. Then you'll be back in time for school in September. We can do this, Phoebe. We can make it work.
I don't know. Even if I ask Mum, she might just say no.
So, ask her. Go on. There's your phone. Call her now. What have you got to lose?
Johan, is this really happening?
Oh, yes.
I'm sorry. It's just so strange for me.
And you want me to stop?
No. Please, don't.
Oh, leave it.
No, it's Phoebe.
Oh, don't be too long.
Phoebe, hi.
Hey, are you busy?
Yes, kind of.
Okay. So I'll make it quick then. I want to ask you a big, big favour.
Go on then, try me.
Well, you see, Mandisa's asked me to go on this really cool trip down to the Cape.
Mandisa?
With Milton and Nkosi, and some other college guys. But it's not until the end of August.
Come on, be quick.
But I really, really have to go, Mum. So can I change my plans and stay for a bit longer?
Change.
It would be so fantastic. And it means we'd have a lot more time to spend together too.
End of August.
Please, Mum, I'll do anything. Please, please, please.
Well, maybe.
I'm still waiting.
Yes, all right then, you can stay.
Oh, Mum, oh wow, thank you so much.
Okay.
What about the flight? And telling Dad and Haley?
Later. I have to go now. I'm busy. Bye.
Bye.
Only 2 episodes in and scandal already. Ambridge Extra was written by Simon Frith, directed by Peter Leslie Wilde, and produced by Sarah Bradshaw. And the editor was John York. Well, you can find out what happens next when this new series of Ambridge Extra continues here on 4 Extra on Tuesday and Thursday afternoons at 2:15. Tomorrow night in The Seventh Dimension, when the wife of a happily married man reports the strange circumstances surrounding her husband's disappearance, the authorities suspect foul play and not extraterrestrial activity.
I'm one of those people who, when the magician waves his hand to divert attention, I always keep my eye on his other hand, the hand that's doing the manipulating. And what will I discover? Someone making a fortune in the papers with I travelled with the Mars man, or murder. And a wonderful reason for not looking for a body.
What will it take to convince Detective Sergeant Forbes otherwise? Wally K. Daly's Before the Screaming Begins starts tomorrow in the Seventh Dimension at 6:30 in the evening and again at 12:30.
The digital station for comedy, drama and entertainment. BBC Radio 4 Extra.
Now, in the 1930s and the 1940s, Rob Wilton was one of Britain's most popular music hall and radio comics. But if he were alive today, what would his pessimistic personality reflect on now? And when I say now, I should point out that we're talking 1986 here, which is when this next programme was first broadcast. And when Michael Williams played Rob Wilton, making as little sense out of life in the 80s as he did in his heyday. That's probably as clear as mud, but hopefully all will become clear as he mulls over high-speed trains in the first of five monologues by Alan Sadler. I should say so.
No, only I was telling Rita about these new high-speed trains. They go round the bend without slowing down. Sounds a bit like the wall of death in the circus, but I suppose they know what they're doing. I said you can get from London to Glasgow in less than 4 hours. She said, what for? Oh, that's Rita's answer to everything. I said, what for? I said, well, if you happened to be in London and you wanted to get to Glasgow in a hurry, it'd be jolly useful. But you can't get the bus, Rita said. I'm not talking about buses. I said, I'm talking about trains. She said, but you have to get the bus to get to the station and you can't get one. They don't come round anymore. I said, you can get a taxi. In any case, there's bound to be some people who live around the station who want to get to Glasgow. She said, what for? I said, well, they might have relations up there. Some people do. She said, I wouldn't go up there. It's too cold. I said, the railways haven't arranged all this for your convenience. They've put it on for the travelling public who live around King's Cross and need to get to Glasgow in a hurry. That stopped her for a bit. But not for long. She said, is it first class? I said, what difference does it make whether it's first class or second class? They both get to Glasgow at the same time. They're linked up. In any case, I said, the railway people are doing away with second class. They say that second class is a first class service and it isn't right to call it second class and have people thinking it's not as good. She said, not as good as what? I said, not as good as the first class, of course. But she said, no, she said, making a mountain out of a molehill. She said, if the second class is a first class service, why did they call it second class in the first place? I said, you've lost me now. I don't know whether I'm coming or going. I said, anyhow, I said, take it from me, they're doing away with second class. They're going to call it something else. They're offering a prize to anyone who can think up a different name. She said, what's the prize? I said, the prize is a first-class ticket to anywhere you want to go. She said, I don't want to go to Glasgow. I said, you don't have to go to Glasgow. You can go anywhere you want. You can go to Edinburgh for all they care. She said, now, wait a minute. She said, I thought you said it was all first class now. No, no, I said, they're going to call the second class something else because it's a first class service. That doesn't mean they're doing away with the first class. There'll always be a first class. She said, but if the second class is going to be as good as the first, I said, as good as the old first class, but the new first class is going to be better. She said, better than what? I said, better than it is now. And better than the first-class service you get in the second-class, or whatever it is they decide to call it. In fact, you could say that the old first-class will be the new second-class, only they won't call it that in case people get the wrong idea. She said, what's the second prize? I said, oh, well, a second-class ticket to anywhere you want. She said, it doesn't sound right. I said, I know, but that's what it says. She said, but what about the food? I said, food? She said, in the dining car. I said, oh, the food will be the same. It'll be the same, but it'll just be served up different. She said, how different? I said, how do I know how it'll be different? They'll think of something. In the new first class, the steward will come along and cut up your meat. I don't know. I mean, why can't you be satisfied without asking so many questions? And she said, will the old second class, or whatever they call it, have paper plates? I said, I don't know. It'll be different. That's all I know. Served up different. They might just chuck it along the corridor. She said, oh, waiter service. She said, you'll need something going to Glasgow. Not a lot, I said, not for 4 hours. She said, yes, but it's just as far. I said, of course it's just as far.